Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 11 and 12. It is the last beatitude. This is called part 9. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 11 and 12. The King James Version reads as follows: Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The Amplified Version has verse 11 reading as follows: Blessed, morally courageous, and spiritually alive with life joy in God's goodness, are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of your association with me. Amen. Like I said, this is a continuation of the Beatitudes, and this is the last one, number 9. The first 8 Beatitudes are located on our website. Jesus saved this particular beatitude for last, and he did so for a reason. Jesus stated in verse 11, Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. But the Amplified Version takes it another level when it says, they do all these things against you because of your association with me. Now, if you remember, the 8th Beatitude talks about being persecuted for righteousness' sake. This was described as doing what is morally right. Our scripture today is about being persecuted, falsely accused, and insulted because of your association with him, Jesus. There is a difference. Jesus, being our example, was persecuted, insulted, and falsely accused because he was a servant in God and was associated with him. The disciples received the same treatment before and after the day of Pentecost as they went from village to village serving God and spreading the good news. They too were associated with God through Jesus. This brings up a few questions. Number one, are we associated with Jesus? Number two, are we doing the will of God like Jesus? Number three, are we willing to be persecuted, accused, and or insulted for being associated with him? Now, I preach all the time about the need for us to have a relationship with God. This scripture is proof of how necessary it is for us to know him and to know his will. We can't be persecuted because of our association with him if we don't have a relationship with him. We can't do the will of God if we aren't associated with him either. This scripture can be very scary for us as humans. After all, who really wants to be persecuted, falsely accused, or insulted if we don't have to be? I'm keeping it real. We all know and try to avoid those type of situations as much as possible and don't want anyone to I don't know anyone who openly desires to be persecuted, insulted, etc. It's just not human nature to want to be that, to go through that. Now, I want to give you an example to break it down on when being associated with something resulted with insults, persecution, and false accusations in my life. So let's go back in time. When I was 8 years old, my mom, bless her heart, got me into the glee club. She thought that me being in the glee club would be beneficial to me. Saints, that was the last thing that I wanted to do as an 8-year-old. Singing in public was no fun at all, and I tried to avoid it at all costs. I advised my mother that I had no desire to join the glee club, but she had already committed me. I think that my mom was in the glee club when she was around 8. let's just say this for the record. When she was around 8, it would have been around in the 1940s when she was in the Glee Club. When I was in the Glee Club, it was 1965. Please don't do the math. Back in the 40s, they had nothing to do. Okay, there was no TV. At least in 1965, we had television, even if we only had 4 stations. Back in 1940s, they listened to jazz, specifically the big band era. We, in 1964, we listened to Motown and the British Invasion. The internet did not exist back in the 40s or in 1965, so we at least had that in common. I have no idea what the Glee Club was like in the 40s, but in 1965, it was not the coolest thing to do. When my classmates and friends found out that I was in the Glee Club, I was falsely accused of being a nerd. I was insulted and ridiculed daily and persecuted. All of this because I was associated with the Glee Club. Now, if you've ever seen the TV show Glee, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, if you're in the Glee Club now, I pray to God that things have changed since the 1965 and that you don't have to go through any of that. So, why should we put ourselves through that type of treatment? The answer is simple. If you heard the first Beatitudes, first 8 ones, Jesus led up to this particular passage by saying the things that would happen to us and how we will be blessed if it does happen. Jesus even started each Beatitude, including this one, with the words, "Blessed are," to let us know that we are not alone and that Jesus has our backs. Jesus went to the cross for our salvation so that we would have the opportunity to commune with him, come to know him, and be led by him. The disciples communed with him, knew him, and were led by the Holy Spirit. They were able to become mighty men of God as a result. It was never God's plan only to have the disciples do the good works of God. Now, once we have that relationship with God, people will notice, and it will anger some folks who are not into God. Sadly, there are millions of people in this world who do not believe in God and do not want to hear the good news. They will do anything not to hear the word, including discredit, insult, falsely accuse, and persecute anyone who tries. Jesus knew this when he preached this beatitude. He knew that being associated with him would result in negative reactions. Yes, we will go through things, and it is okay. Being guilty by association with Jesus is not a bad thing at all and should be a small price for us as Christians to pay compared to the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Amen? All is not lost, as Jesus stated in verse 12 of our scripture. Rejoice and be glad, exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The Amplified Bible reads as follows. Be glad and exceedingly joyful, for your reward in heaven is great, absolutely inexhaustible, for in it, in this same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Our reward for being associated with him and suffering through being discredited, insulted, falsely accused, and persecuted outweigh the grief. Jesus tells us to be exceedingly glad because our reward in heaven, both now and in the future, is great and will outweigh any sorrow that we go through. He further states as encouragement that the prophets went through the same thing that we will. And you know what? It turned out okay for them. Wouldn't you agree? And think about this for a second, saints. It's hard for us to be willing to endure these hardships. It, like I said before, it's human nature. Nobody wants to be persecuted or falsely accused or insulted or even discredited. But there is definitely a segment of society that'll do that. We got to realize and ask God to help us to be willing to endure these hardships, to solidify our relationship with Him. In doing so, we'll be able to witness to others without fear and to do God's perfect will. That is why we were created, saints. We were not created for ourselves. We were created for God in His image to do His will. Amen? There's no way around that. Our reward for being willing to endure these hardships and solidifying a relationship with Him is great. He says so. It is exceedingly great. Jesus said that if we do this, our reward will be great now and forever in heaven. Our reward for this is great. And we will come to know Him on a greater level. Think about it, saints. If we are being this way, we are being associated with Him because of our relationship with Him. You with me? So if we had that kind of relationship and we're being associated with Him, then we will go through all of these things. But because we do have that kind of association with Him and have that kind of relationship with Him, our reward will be so great that I can't even describe it. In fact, our reward for just being in that kind of relationship with God and being associated with Him, that is the reward if you think about it. Saints, if we are Christians, we ought to pray daily to try to be associated with Him that way, to have a relationship with Him that way. The saints, there is no greater reward than that. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you praise and thank you for this word and all the Beatitudes, Lord. Thank you for using me, explaining it to me, correcting me, convicting me, and putting the words in my mouth to say. Father, help us, Lord, to understand this one. Help us to understand, Lord, that we need a relationship with you to be associated with you. We need to know you, Lord, to be associated with you, Lord. Help us to overcome the fear of being persecuted and falsely accused and discredited and insulted as a result of being associated with you. Father, this is not our nature, human nature. It's not our nature to want to go through these things. But Father, your Son endured far more than we did and paid the ultimate price for enduring these things. We don't have to endure that because He endured it for us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Help us, Father, put a zeal in our heart and dispel our fear as we grow closer and closer to you. And let us know, Lord, that it is okay. You have our backs, and our rewards for doing this is greater than we can even imagine. Father, I pray, Father, and repent, Father, for all of us, Lord. We've all fallen way short in this area, Father. We all strive to be associated with Him, be close to Him, and have a relationship with Him. Help us to do so, Lord. I pray, Father, this word will touch many. Touch our hearts, Lord, and make us all have a zeal to desire to seek you, Father, to grow our relationship with Him so that we can be associated with you, Lord. Father, I pray this word to go forth throughout the land, and whoever hears it will be drawn to you. May you be glorified in them, Lord. Thank you, my Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.